a quart of strawberry ice cream. And he says, we don't have any strawberry ice cream. And she says, well, if that's the way it is, then just give me a cone with two scoops of strawberry ice cream. And the guy behind the counter is livid. And he says to her, lady, how do you spell the chalk if chocolate? And she says, C-H-O-C. And he says, great, now how do you spell the van in vanilla? And she says, V-A-N. Great. So how do you spell the freakin' in, or the freak? How do you spell the freak in strawberry? She says, there's no freaking strawberry. She says, that's what I've been trying to tell you. I almost messed that up. Let me see now.
Your mic fell off.
My mic fell off for my next trick. Thank you, my love. This is what wives are for. Now we can turn back on. Thank you.
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Now we can hear you, yeah. Well, we're going to talk about strawberry ice cream today. Now, that may not be your favorite flavor, but just humor me today for the sake of a powerful principle that we're going to talk about today. And that principle is, if I can get it here, thoughts are things. Ever heard of that before? That principle? It's otherwise called the law of mind action. And it basically says, if you think the thought, that thought can become a thing. And if you think that thought often enough, you can be pretty sure it will become a thing in your life and in your experience. It can become something that you actually hold in your hand or put in your mouth. And so, to start off, we're going to think this thought, starting right now. I could really go for some strawberry ice cream. Would you join me in affirming that together? I could really go for some strawberry ice cream. Fantastic. Now, having thought that, the strawberry god says, sure, we got strawberry ice cream for you today, and you won't even have to scream about it. Let me go back just one. There it is, yeah. Wayne Dyer, you've heard of him?
Yeah.
Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra were talking about ice cream one day. Strawberry ice cream. And they came up to the conclusion that there are four ways that you can have strawberry ice cream in your life. Four ways. And these four ways rise in levels of consciousness from the very low to the very high. And so the first way of getting strawberry ice cream is you think the thought, first of all, I could go for some strawberry ice cream. And so you think, well, the scoop is nearby, so I'll run down there and get some strawberry ice cream. That's exactly what I did yesterday, as a matter of fact. I went down there, and I said, I'll have 3 gallons of strawberry ice cream, please. And Jennifer, the wonderful woman who works there and runs the place, she says, sure. And so she not only gives me 3 gallons of strawberry ice cream, she gives me 5 gallons of ice cream. And she says, I said, how much is that? She said, it's on the house. It's a donation to Unity Church today. So I walked out of there with 5 gallons of strawberry ice cream. I kid you not, they're in the freezer and waiting for you right after this service. So that's the first way you get strawberry ice cream. You think the thought, and then you get up, you get in your car, or you walk down the street, and you go in and ask for it, and you get it. That doesn't seem to be very flashy or snazzy, a way to get ice cream, not very amazing. It's not a feat that you would brag about or write home about. It's maybe not even a topic for a Sunday morning sermon, I'm not sure. But if you look at it, actually, it's a very amazing process, though, because the initial thought that you had started out invisible and formless, and it came from within you. Somewhere inside of you, there's this command center in your brain. Now, we've never actually seen the commander that's in there, but he's the one, or she's the one, who says, I could really go for some strawberry ice cream. So when you really think about it, it's a pretty amazing process that you go through. And the thought becomes the law of mind action in operation. So there's a second way that you can get strawberry ice cream. And that's where you think the thought again, I could go for strawberry ice cream. And you stay right where you are and you send one of your kids out for strawberry ice cream, or you send your wife or your husband, or you hear the familiar music of the ice cream truck coming down the road. I don't know what they used to play. When growing up in Canada, they played Teddy Bear's Picnic down the street. And I thought, oh, would you go and get me some strawberry ice cream? And this is actually a higher level of consciousness to do it this way, because you just have to sit there and think the thought, and the ice cream comes to you. Somebody brings it to you, and that's the second way that it comes. And then there's a third way, and this is what I really want to talk to you about today. And that happens when you're thinking, you know, I could really go for some strawberry ice cream, and then someone comes up to you and says, is this your strawberry ice cream? And this is where it gets real interesting. This is where you go, do-do-do-do, booga-booga-booga. What's going on here? And you call up everybody you know and you say, do you know what happened to me today? I was thinking about strawberry ice cream, and somebody comes up to me and says, this is your strawberry ice cream. And that's an amazing experience. And do you know what I'm talking about here?
Yes.
It's what Carl Jung called synchronicity. And it all starts with a thought. Maybe it's not a thought about ice cream. Maybe it's a thought about a sister that you haven't talked to for a year or so, and she's living on the other side of the country or another part of the world. And you think, gee, I haven't heard from my sister, and I'd really like to hear from her. If possible, that would be great. And you can't get her out of your mind. And your thought has created this energy, and you think, well, it'd be nice, I would like to hear from her, and all of a sudden the phone rings. And you think, I wonder if that's my sister, and it is. And you've all had these, have you had these kind of experiences? Of course you have. You've had these experiences in your life, and these are the times when there are signs, there are nudges, there are inklings. Some of these come easily and naturally to us, showing us that our lives are on track and that there's something new that we need to be in touch with, a very perfect moment that comes into our life. Now, sometimes they come in a very difficult situation. There may be times in our lives when we find ourselves between a rock and a hard place and stuck desperately, needing some direction for our life. Where do I go next? What do I do next? We find ourselves calling out to God for some kind of a sign, any sign about what we are to do with the rest of our lives. God, give me a sign. You may even scream that out. Have you ever really just cried out and said, God, if you're there, give me a sign? Well, sometimes God responds.
microphone's still on.
God, give me a sign here. Jane must have bigger ears than I do. I don't know. Don't tell her I said that. Hi, Jane. Here's another sign from God. The fickle finger of fate has come upon us. Now, I have found myself having a lot of synchronistic signs lately in my life, even last Sunday. Last Sunday, before I came to church, Donna was working, I came, and before I came to church, I was thinking about the talk I'm giving today, and I was thinking, there's got to be some literature on people reaching out for signs from God. And it seemed to me I remember a book that was talking about this. And I said, oh yeah, it was a book called Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. And so I walk in here and I sit exactly where Al is sitting today, last week. And Amber gets up. Is Amber here today? I don't see her. She gets up and talks about having a spiritual breakdown in a bathroom in Brazil, I think it was, and calling out for a sign. And she says, there's a great book about this, and it's called Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. And I went, do-do-do-do. I nearly fell out of my chair. Now, Walsh was struggling with his life, and he started to write down a desperate cry to God. And as he waited, his arm began to twitch, this arm probably, and he began to write down his thoughts. And he started to get answers from what he deemed was God. And he started to write down what God said in these answers. And as soon as I can get the page here, I'll tell you what God said. Here we go. Here's the slide. God said to Neil, this is no accident. This is no happenstance. It is a part of the divine plan. For you could not claim, create, experience who you are really unless you were in complete and total partnership with me. We can't participate in life until and unless we are in complete partnership with God or the universe or whatever it is you call the source of your good. And I'm beginning to realize this that's been happening to me all of my life. And I suspect that it's been happening in yours as well. I can remember sitting in a college classroom hearing a lecture on English, but not really paying very much attention. Instead, thinking thoughts like, I wonder what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. I wonder what I'm going to do when I grow up. And almost immediately after asking that question, there was a voice that came as clear as any voice I've ever heard. And it said, funny you should ask, David. You're going to be a Unity minister. Didn't you know? Duh. The voice actually didn't say duh, but it might as well have. And I thought, wow, can I even possibly accept the idea that I could be a Unity minister? And that thought began to work in me. I went home and I told my mother about this voice and what this voice told me. I was going to be a Unity minister. And she said, funny you should say that. I've always known that's what you're going to be, duh. And she said, go talk to your Unity minister in Toronto and ask her about it. So I went in and talked to her. I said, I've heard this voice that says I'm going to be a Unity minister. What do you think about that? And she said, funny you should ask. I've always thought you were going to be a Unity minister. Duh. So here you have this morning two scoops of strawberry ice cream standing in front of you. So these are synchronicities.
David, yes.
Switch mics.
Use the handheld.
Use the handheld. I'm getting a voice from God. Are we on? Oh, this is on. Thank you. I think I'll start all over again. Never mind. Now, sometimes these synchronicities are not spectacular with fireworks and hallelujah choruses. Sometimes they can be subtle and simple. Maybe it's something like getting your screen door fixed. And you think, I really need to get that screen door fixed. And you're driving down the freeway and a truck passes you by and it says, we fix screen doors. You follow that truck. You get their phone number and you get your screen door fixed. These are synchronicities, or what I like to call collaborations with the divine. They occur in our lives. Every thought we think, because every thought we think has energy and are connected and coincide with every other thought and every other part of the universe to collaborate, to bring into sync that which is for your highest good. The universe is always looking out for your highest good. But wait, there's more. I said there were four ways to get strawberry ice cream, and there's one more way. And if I can find it here, I'll give it to you. There it is. And this is what we call Christ consciousness or unity consciousness. And it's where you think the thought, I really like some strawberry ice cream, and it appears in front of you. It manifests itself immediately in front of you. And this, of course, is because you put your entire thought, your entire focus, your entire energy into what you wish to experience in your life, and it shows up. And it shows that at that point you are fully engaged in being a co-creator in your own life. So those are the four ways that you can get strawberry ice cream. You can get up and go out and pick it up yourself. You can sit there and send your servant or somebody else to go out and get it for you. Or synchronicity. You can think the thought and realize that you have the power to attract into your life what you're thinking about, even if you're not really consciously aware of it. And you literally negotiate the presence of what you place your attention upon. And then this final one is you ultimately do as Jesus did. And he said we would. He said, even the least among you will do all that I have done, and even greater than this shall you do. So we all have this skeptical part of us about this, and maybe there's a skeptic in you right now saying these signs, these calls, they're nothing more than coincidences. But even if you call them coincidences, understand what you're really saying. Originally, the word coincidence meant that something remarkable is now occupying a space that coincides with a space that was once empty. And it no longer is empty. It is filled with a message from your inner spirit, revealing to you, in no uncertain terms, where your life is headed, and if you are willing to follow the signs that are out in front of you, those lighted footprints that Donald was talking about in the meditation. Now, synchronicities can come as intuitions, they can come as passions, or fascinations, or curiosities, or gifts. They can be dreams. I mean, all the religions of the world seem to agree that dreams are one of the most primary ways in which the gods and goddesses speak to the mortals of this world. I remember what Tom Robbins said. He said, dreams don't come true, they are true. So synchronicities come from other things. They come from song lyrics that you just can't get out of your head. Has anyone ever heard of the author Anne Tyler? She wrote a book called The Accidental Tourist. Yeah. And she said, I can always tell what my husband is really thinking by the tunes he absentmindedly hums in the car. You know, I'm in the mood for love is a little different than Another One Bites the Dust. They also come from conversations that you overhear in a restaurant or somewhere else, and you start thinking, you know, I think that message is really for me somehow. And they come through your body. You know, the word symptom means sign. What is my body trying to tell me? It's a sign. And these are just some of the ways in which signs show up in our lives as synchronicities. The word synchronicity comes from the word chronos, which means what? Time, right? And sync, meaning in harmony with. So synchronicity is something that is first a divine idea, which then becomes a thought in time, and then shows up as something that harmonizes in our life at the right and perfect time and place in our lives. Now lately for me, I have become more and more aware of the stunning preponderance and aggregate of synchronicities that have come into my life through the times that I have been on this planet, searching sometimes for a sign, something, a meaning, a decision, a guidance in my life. And I find myself now paying a lot closer attention to what's going on, even the more subtle things in life. There's another name for these signs and wonders for that show up that I recently have discovered, and it is called the adjacent possible. I love that term, adjacent possible. It's a phrase coined by the author and speaker Stephen Johnson, and he says, The adjacent possible is a kind of shadow future hovering on the edges of the present state of things, a map of all the ways in which our present moment can reinvent itself. I love that. So it's this ever-present set of opportunities that lie just beyond our reach, but not beyond possibility in our lives. And the strange and beautiful truth about this is that with each combination, there opens to us new possibilities and new combinations. What does that mean? Funny you should ask. It means that right now, right where you're sitting, riding shotgun with you is a whole other universe. It's actually got you surrounded. It's actually out there and it's surrounding you. And it is a whole set of menus, we might call them, about what your life is destined to be. Even at this stage in your life, you may think your life is winding down or it's over. I've got news for you, it's not. It's not. As Richard Bach says, if you want to know if your mission on life is finished, if you're still alive, it isn't. So you watch for signs and wonders, and they will reveal themselves in the form of these synchronicities. So I've come to look at almost everything that happens to me and ask myself, is this event actually a metaphor for something else in my life? What might it mean? Where will it take me? And where will the layers of richness and insight open me up if I looked into this particular synchronistic symbol? And the universe replies, funny you should ask, David. This is exactly what you need for this next segment in your amazing journey. So now I'm at the point where I believe that everything behind every development, small and large, is something else. Something meaningful, a hidden gift that is received with grace and used with reverence, and it invites me to step higher on my journey. Now, about this time, 5 years ago, I went to see my oncologist, who had been treating me for stage 4 metastatic melanoma. Same diagnosis as Gary, by the way, Dr. Gary, another synchronicity, of course. He was following a different path, but my path led me to my oncologist, and he, at that time, showed me a PET scan of my innards, and it turned out that cancer was all through my body, various places, and he turned to Donna and me, and he said, "I'm sorry, I don't have any other bullets in my gun that we can help you with. This cancer's going to kill you in 2 to 6 months, so you might as well get your affairs in order." Well, I lived with that death sentence for a couple of weeks, sank into the depths of despair and defeat. But one day a thought crossed my mind. I could go for some strawberry ice cream. Actually, that wasn't the thought. The thought I had is, surely there's some cure out there, or there's something that could be done. There's got to be another possibility out there in the universe. Something that can turn this cancer around. And through what I can only call a series of synchronicities, I was led to an immunotherapy drug that allows me to stand before you this morning a whole and healthy person. And Gary has found his way of doing this and has arrived at the same destination. Coincidence? Synchronicity? Oh, yes, I think so. I have come to believe that the universe is showing me in subtle and sometimes not so subtle ways that there is something more that is possible for me. And it's showing that for you too. It's pointed me in the direction of what my thinking and my praying has been about, what I've been praying for. And they won't leave me alone. Last Thursday, I was in getting my immunotherapy drug, Keytruda, and I had to go in and see the nurse first, and I go in and she's asking me questions. She said, "I won't keep you very long because it's a beautiful day. You need to get out. I think you could use some ice cream." Okay. I said, "Funny you should say that. This is what I'm talking about this Sunday." And she says, I said to her, "What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?" She said, "Well, I have this story." My husband-to-be was courting me. He lived on the same street as I. He lived a few doors down. And he wanted to come over and see me early in our relationship. And I said, "You can come over if you bring my favorite flavor of ice cream." And you know what flavor that was. Strawberry. That's not the end of it. Then I went out into the chemotherapy lounge, and the nurse comes up to give me my infusion, and she says, "What a coincidence. This is the third time in a row that I've helped you with your chemotherapy." And I said, "Funny you should say the word coincidence." Because that's what I'm talking about on Sunday. And she said, "Funny you should say the word coincidence. I'm reading a book right now about coincidence. It's a book that's called The Wink Method, or The Wink something or other." Anyway, yeah, well, here it is. Anyway, this is the author of the book. His name is, it's called The Wink Effect. That's what it is. And it's written by a guy named Squire Rushnell. I don't know if you've read any of his books. But he says, each of us is born with a built-in GPS, God's positioning system, a sophisticated navigational package that divinely aligns us with people and events and keeps us from losing our way. She is reading this book while she's pumping me with this stuff. And so it's called God's Wink. And a wink from God is a personal signal or message directly from the universe intended to reveal to you your next steps in life, sometimes as the answer to a prayer. So here I am today, 5 years later, still getting my strawberry ice cream, and the universe is still winking at me. And I think he's winking at you as well. A Jewish businessman in Chicago went to pick up his son at the airport. His son had been in Israel for a year. And he said, "Papa, it's been such a year, a fantastic year. I really enjoyed it. And by the way, I converted to Christianity." And he says, "Oh boy, what have I done?" And so he goes to his friend and he says, I sent my son to Israel and he came home a Christian. What can I do?" And Ike says, "Funny you should ask. I too sent my son to Israel and he too came back a Christian. Perhaps we should go and speak to the rabbi." So they go to the rabbi and tell the rabbi the problem. "It's funny you should ask," said the rabbi. "I too sent my son to Israel and he came home a Christian. What is happening to our people? We maybe should pray about this." So they enter into a prayer and they all pray together, telling the Lord about their sons. And as they finish their prayer, there's a voice that comes from the heavens saying, "Funny you should ask. I too sent my son to Israel." So is your life on track? Are you headed in the best direction to bring about your highest good? Funny you should ask. Maybe there's a course that you could take that would steer you in that direction. Funny you should ask that, because I do, in fact, going to start teaching a course called Synchrodestiny. It's Wednesday mornings, starting July 10th, and it will help you to read the signals that are being broadcast in subtle and in outrageous ways to tell you what's next on your mystical and magical journey. Wednesdays at 10 a.m. So don't forget to join us for strawberry ice cream right after the service today. And our scoopers are Doug Gladwig and Diane Bisson. And the ice cream is courtesy of The Scoop. We're very grateful to them. And so I hope you enjoy. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, David. I'm just drooling for strawberry ice cream. That has become my new favorite. Unity stands for